You are listening to a podcast from the New York Oracle User Group. The information given here is provided on an as-is basis. The presenters, as well as the officers and steering committee of the New York Oracle User Group, disclaim all warranties, express or implied, with regard to this information, and will not be responsible for any loss or damage arising out of the use of any information contained in this presentation.
Okay. We're going to get started. This is a good news, bad news sort of thing. We've got this neat little digital voice recorder now, and we're going to try a little bit of experimentation with recording some of the sessions and putting them up as podcasts on the website. That's the good news. The bad news is that this sucker tells me I can talk for 8.5 hours before it runs out. But we will try and get through much quicker than that. Welcome, everybody. I'll apologize up front for the temperature in the room. As we've been informed, we are officially between seasons, which means they can neither turn on heat nor air conditioning. But they do have the fans running in there, blowing outside air in, so as long as it's cooler out on the street than it is in here, it should cool the room down, and we appreciate you bearing with us with that. Okay, so if you haven't renewed your membership so far, and I'm pretty sure that everybody in the room has, but you might have some colleagues back in the office who have not, please make sure you do so. We've been sending you hectoring emails for about 3 or 4 months now, and about a year ago we changed our membership policy slightly. You used to have an indefinite grace period on renewals. We've now cut that off in the first quarter. So if you choose to wait until, say, our June meeting to renew your 2008 membership, we're going to charge you as if you're a new member. So save the $25, tell your colleagues to save the $25, and renew their membership now. We'll send out a last chance email probably the end of this week, beginning of next week, and this time we really mean it. You know all the benefits of membership. You get to come to the General and SIG meetings for free. The Tech Journal online, you all should have gotten an email with your super secret cryptic link to the current version of the Tech Journal. You have access to some of the top people in the industry, perhaps the top of the top people in the industry, and you get to network with other Oracle professionals. Our sponsors today downstairs, set up in the room where we've got the food, Confio Software and Tusk. We appreciate their support, and you should definitely find some time during the day to go and talk with the folks down there, find out about their products and services, how they can help you get what you need to get done more efficiently and better, especially in this climate where we all kind of need every little extra bit of help we can get, I think. But we wouldn't be able to run the meetings the way we do without the support of our sponsors, so we really appreciate that. You should go downstairs and talk to them at some point. Oh, this is the scary slide. It's a lot scarier today, I think, than it was when we did this back in December. Anybody started any large projects recently? One. That's good. SAP. Well, you know, but starting one project is better than starting no projects. Budgets, forget about budgets. That not even worth asking. Anybody still out there primarily using Oracle 8 for their production systems? We got one. Nine, who's still got primarily on 9? See, we still got a bunch of that. 10, most of us are primarily on 10. And I don't know if we could still call them early adopters now, but who's running 11 in production primarily? Yeah, what are we, about 2 years in now? Yeah, so we're about 2 years in on 11, and informal survey here, we got about 10% of the people up there in production. I know that there are a whole bunch of neat new features in 11 that the shop where I'm at is very interested in, and we just had a conversation with our infrastructure guys about how we can make it happen, and we've got a timeline that has us getting our first 11G database in production sometime around December. I don't know, something about 6 weeks for them to think about what they need to do to the machines before they can actually do a test install. Application development environments. How are we doing with J2EE? Yeah, we can forget about Paul. .NET, .NET, now, just since I'm in kind of a weird situation, client-server.NET, like fat-client.NET, or real web-deployed three-tier.NET? A little mix of both, because I'm working on a project now, and, oh yeah, it's .NET, and there's a client about yay big that gets downloaded to every desktop to run the application. We could have just been doing Oracle Forms. Speaking of Oracle Forms, who's still developer forms reports? Yeah. The products that will not die. They absolutely do. Other client server platforms? No. And other web? Yeah. So Paul Dorsey's kind of invented other web. It's got a name now, doesn't it? Oh, okay. How are we doing in terms of the employment situation? Who's looking? I thought it would be different. We had an extraordinary large number of RSVPs for the meeting, and we were kind of speculating if it was because there were a lot of people who had unwanted extra time on their hands. But it's good to see that most of us are still gainfully employed. Anybody looking to hire? Yeah, Paul's maybe staffing up, but not locally. Okay, call for papers. Our summer general meeting will be Wednesday, June 10th, right back here, and they will have the air conditioning working by then. If you want to get an article in the Tech Journal, you could submit those to Melanie Caffrey, our editor. It does not have to be a full-fledged paper. It could be a simple write-up of something interesting you found, a tip, a nice little technique that you're fond of using that you think will be helpful for other people to read about. It's a quick and painless way to get yourself published and get started on that road. Or you could submit an abstract to present at one of our general or SIG meetings, and you can do that through our website. There's a little link to click on there. LinkedIn. So we started doing this to get some sort of social professional networking going for the group about 6 months ago. We've got well over 3,000 people on our mailing list, and I think we're up to about 50 people who signed up for LinkedIn. It would be nice, if you're using that site at all, to just go search for the New York Oracle Users Group and sign up. What we'd like to be able to do is, when people call members of the steering committee or send us emails that they've got job openings, you know, that they're looking to fill a job, or even people who are looking for other opportunities, If we've got a sizable number of people in the LinkedIn group, that becomes a vehicle for getting that information out, both for job seekers and for people who are hiring. It kind of cuts us out as the middleman. It just gives a common place where that information can go. You control what degree of contact you want people to be able to have with you through LinkedIn. So if you're interested in using that site, you can go and sign up. Everybody who's on our mailing list is pre-approved to join the group. Otherwise, I get a note saying so-and-so wants to join the group, and you know, we generally negotiate a small cash payment and then let you in. Also, for those of you who are, I guess, more comfortable with Facebook, we do have a moderated group on Facebook, and I think we've got about 4 or 5 members of the steering committee who are members of that group right now. Maybe 1 or 2 people happened upon it by chance. But this seems to be one of the ways that people are moving in technology towards exchanging information about opportunities or looking for opportunities. And we don't want to be caught too far behind the curve on this one. So check it out. Upcoming meetings. We've got a DBA SIG meeting coming up at Oracle's offices next month, and a Web SIG meeting in June. We've got the dates, we've got the times. As we get these speakers and topics firmed up, you'll be getting the information about that in your email blasts. Next week, there is an Oracle Technology Solutions Fair. Next week in the city, and also in Jersey, if you're interested in that. We've got some flyers about it downstairs. No slides. It's not PowerPoints. Everything that's listed here, every product, is actually going to be demoed there. So you can go there. It's a free event. You can sign up, and you'll actually be able to see how all this stuff works. We'll have a couple of representatives there. But certainly, if you're interested in finding out about any of these products, definitely good way to spend a morning. Go down there, one-stop shopping, see all of these products that you're hearing about in papers and seeing slide deck presentations about. You can actually see them all live in person. So we've got the information here. We'll get it up on our website. I think we distributed it in our email blasts, and we've also got flyers downstairs. IOUG Collaborate, the big co-located Oracle conference, is coming up in May down in Orlando. Information also links on our website, and you can get all that information at the IOUG website. ODTUG, the Developers Conference, is in June out on the West Coast. The Web Architecture Symposium is you again, Paul? Yeah. Dr. Dorsey's Web Architecture Symposium on the 21st, and followed by 4 days of developer-centric presentations, Application Express, Web Architecture, Hyperion, the whole story. It's the premier developers conference on the planet. And I'll be expecting my payment for that plug. No, it really is. It's a very development-focused conference, and if you haven't checked it out before, it's definitely worth a look. Okay, our summer general meeting, we already told you the date. Our fall general meeting, we're switching things up a little bit this year. Instead of having our big to-do in September, we're putting that off to December, so we'll have a regular two-track general meeting here in September, and in December we will have our big 25th anniversary full-day, four-track, five-track conference at the New Yorker Hotel. Believe it or not, we've been doing this user group thing in New York for 25, this is our 25th year. Well before Oracle went public, probably longer than 98% of the current employees of Oracle even knew that the company existed. We've been supporting the user community in New York. There's a brief history of how we got started and what we've been doing over the years in the Tech Journal, in my president's letter. There'll be a more complete history towards the end of the year, and we're working with Oracle on really making this a special event. See, maybe we'll even get some displays of historical product and stuff. You can see fun things like where Client Surfer came from and wonderful leading-edge products of the time like Oracle Card and things like that. But there'll be more details about that coming up as the year goes on. The usual suspects on your steering committee for 2009. If you're looking at this list and thinking, boy, my name would look really, really nice up there on the slide, we'd love to talk to you. You can corner any member of the steering committee, talk to us, find out what it's about. Conference call during lunch once a month. We meet at these meetings. We plan everything that's going on. Take care of the interaction with the vendors, deal with lining up our speakers. There's certainly plenty of opportunity to help out if you're interested, and we'd love to.
You are listening to a podcast from the New York Oracle User Group. The information given here is provided on an as-is basis. The presenters, as well as the offices and steering committee of the New York Oracle User Group, disclaim all warranties, express or implied, with regard to this information, and will not be responsible for any loss or damage arising out of the use of any information contained in this presentation.